and torque. Truck Month doesn't last forever, so ride away with your new Ram truck today from Zubek Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, M55 Tawa City, and US 23 Oscoda.
KJ's the Country, 104.7 FM. It is 8:48, 12 in front of 9 o'clock. Sunshine, 12 below. The wind chill factor at 24 below zero. So be safe out there. And joining us as he does every Friday morning at about this time is our state representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. And I got to tell you, it's a gorgeous day. I'm driving north to Presque Isle County right now, and the sun's out, the roads are dry, but really, you and I need to take the weatherman to the woodshed here and see if he can do something better for us on those temperatures.
Yeah, we'll send him to the woodshed and chop some up and heat up the fire. That's what we need today. Wow. It is cold out there. And, well, it looks like, you know, the extended forecast showing, you know, if you want to call it a warming trend, we're going to actually make it into the 20s consistently next week. So at least we've got that to look forward to.
Right. And with that, Kevin, and we didn't talk about it when we set up what we're going to discuss, but the fruit tree farms over on the west coast of Michigan are worried right now. They're starting to lose their 3 and 4 year old trees because the trunks are splitting.
Oh,
in this
wow.
business. Yeah, and that's not good.
Yeah.
So we're going to be keeping an eye on that. Hopefully this weather breaks and they don't have as much damage as they're predicting.
Boy, for sure. I'm with you on that one. Well, Peter, you are heading north, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, especially Presque Isle County, where what did we have? A TB deer?
There were two TB deer found this year in Presque Isle County. Last year there was none. The year before there was none. The year before that there were three. But it does fall into the DNR's and the Ag Department's realm, and they are not worried at all. Over the average, since they've been keeping track of the TB deer in Presque Isle County, as they do in every other county, there's been on average of one a year. Mm-hmm. And that's well within the range. 2 years ago, Presque Isle County was given a TB-free status. So the dairy and beef industry was able to relax some of their testing. So it's not as bad as it sounds. Obviously, I would like it not to ever happen.
Sure.
But there was a meeting last night, and the Michigan Ag Department came up and answered a lot of questions, and things are moving forward. There will be 60 to 70 herds that will be checked. That'll be dairy and beef herds that'll be checked. So we'll move forward and we'll keep an eye on it. You know, unless we get a real spike of 20 animals found in 1 year, they're not concerned. It falls within their accepted range, actually at the low end of that accepted range. So I've gotten a lot of calls from sportsmen wondering if they're going to lose their privilege to bait. As you know, Presque Isle and Iosco were lifted 2 years ago. And the word is no. They'll still have the same privilege as the rest of the state.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll keep an ear out for that one. But also, you know, and I had read a story earlier about this, too, that another way to promote tourism in the area are dark sky parks, right?
Yeah, and people have I get questions on what they are, and I will be sponsoring three of these bills, and I find it interesting that you have to have a bill to have a dark sky park. And we're actually looking to change that to where the DNR can just waive it and say, yes, now this is designated as dark sky park. And what it is you just have to control your lights within this park as in the designation area. So if you have a street light, you have to have it shrouded so the light comes down and not up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, we live in such a beautiful area. When people want to go stargazing or meteor watching or red moon watching, it's just an absolute breathtaking thing in northern Michigan, especially this time of year with those clear skies.
Right.
So it's not an evil thing. It doesn't cost any money. It's just a designation to where you'll be controlling your light. And they don't go over cities or residential areas, so people don't have to run out and make any changes. It'll be in our wild areas. And I'm a big supporter of it. I think it's good for tourism and what a great way to see northern Michigan.
Well, you're right. My in-laws live over in Oscoda County there. And, you know, some nights when, you know, everything's dark, it's beautiful to see all the stars that are up there in the sky.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's breathtaking. And I hate to say it, that this time of year is the best time to do it.
Yeah.
No humidity out there.
Right. Yeah, so you get that crystal clear sky. Well, we'll get more on that from you, too. But we also want to talk about some gun law issues that you've been working on.
Yeah, we passed, there was about seven different bills that came through the House and passed this week. Two of them were Senate bills with Senator Green that changes how gun boards operate in Michigan. Presently, gun boards are put together by the county. It usually involves a sheriff, a prosecutor, and somebody at large. And they've done a great job in northern Michigan. I got to tell you, the sheriff departments have done a wonderful, wonderful job. But there are places in Michigan where people that want to apply for concealed weapons permits are oftentimes put on the back burner because maybe the sheriff or the gun board doesn't believe that their district needs more handguns or concealed weapon permits. And, you know, we are a carry state, and you're allowed to do that. So it's been changed now to where the state police will be the primary on this. Mm-hmm. So you'll go to the county clerk. The county clerk will be involved. You go to the county clerk, fill out the application. You'll need a passport-type picture, which they could do right there if the county clerks are set up for that. Send off to the state police. The state police does the background check. If there's more questions, they may contact you. If not, they have to issue within 45 days or deny within 45 days. So that seems to be a pretty acceptable turn. And I got to say again, I compliment the Northern Michigan sheriffs. They have always done it right. Very flexible people. But again, policy that we vote on at the state level is for all of the state. And there truly are pockets within the state that are challenging.
All right. Well, a few interesting topics. And I know you're a busy guy today. I believe you also got some office hours today, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'll be in I'm making a presentation to the Presque County Board of Commissioners between 9:30 and 10:30. And then Presque District Library, I think it's at 11 o'clock for the office hours. So please come out and visit, ask questions. I love to have input. And I'm even willing to take a few yelling at him. Keep me on my toes.
There you go. Well, Peter, if they can't make it to any of that and they want to give you a call, what's the number they would reach you at?
517-373-0833.
Very good. State Representative Peter Patelli, always a pleasure, my friend. I'll look forward to talking to you again next Friday morning.
You bet. Have a great day.
Thank you.